All right. Gather around, boys. Find a comfy place to sit. That's right. Get your cookies and such. It's time for the annual Christmas reading of 'Twas the Night Afore Christmas. A visit from Captain Nick, as read by the other pirate captain, me and me. There's two pirate captains in this, so don't get confused. All right, boys. Here we go. 'Twas the night afore Christmas, and from stem to stern... I just messed it up. I'm going to read. I'm going to start again. Here we go. 'Twas the night afore Christmas, and from stem, stern to mast, not a creature were stirring, except ghost pirates, avast! All the prisoners were hung from the yardarm with care. We didn't want to kill them, just give them a scare. The pirates were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of throat-cutting danced in their heads. And I, in my stateroom, and the mate in his cap, had just settled down for a seafaring nap. When up on the deck, there arose such a clatter that I sprang from me bunk to see what was the matter. Away to the foredeck I flew without fright, for I knew we'd been boarded and intended to fight. The moon on the deck that me men had just swabbed made it bright enough for me to see the bleeders I was going to have to kill outright for coming onto me ship. I'm sorry, I just got carried away with the misunderstanding. Anywho, when what to me wondering eyes should appear but a miniature pirate? He came to about here. He brandished his cutlass so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Kamnik! Aye, that it were, boys. More rapid than bilge rats his boarders they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Scurvy, now One Eye, now Pegleg and Curly, on Frederick, on Rumsmell, on Beefy and Surly, to the top of the sail, to the end of the plank. Now get over here and bring your cap'n a drink. As dry leaves that afore the wild hurricane fly, and they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so these horrible blackguards were swarming me hold with non-Christmas intentions a-rotten their souls. And then in a twinkling, they were moving aside, for they knew Cap'n Nick he would not be denied. As I unsheathed me cutlass and looked back around, down the poop deck the wee cap'n me came with a bound. He was dressed all in black, from his boots to his hat, and he clearly intended to kill me, like that. His eyes, how they twinkled. His dimples, how merry. He liked keel-hauling and killing so much it were scary. A stump of a cigar he held tight in his jaw, and he sized me up well while he gave it a chaw. Then, without any warning, he gave me a wink, and says, "I should have known it were you that did stink." Then, with a quick nod, he turned with a jerk. We'd spoke cap'n to cap'n, and we both did good work. He called all his pirates, and they left off me ship. They said they took nothing, except a small bowl of dip. Nick sprang to his boat, to his boys gave a whistle, and away they all sailed like some piratey missile. But I heard him exclaim ere away he did sail, "Merry Christmas to all, dead men tell no tales." It's a soft rhyme, but it works every year. Every year we all say it together.